Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Gimel Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simen Shin Lamed Zayin yesterday. And we began on the very last line of Kuf Pei Beis Amud Beis with Sif Beis. When the Mechaber writes Sif Beis, also L'chabit HaBayis, Ela Imkein HaKarka Merutza. If a person is not allowed to sweep the house floor, they used to have dirt floors, so he says you're not permitted to go sweep the dirt floor unless it is a covered floor. This is not the typical dirt floor, but if it's a covered floor, merutzaf, then you would be allowed to sweep it. V'yesh matirin afilu eino merutzaf, and there are those that permit you to go sweep it even if it's not a covered floor, but if it's the dirt floor. What exactly are we talking about over here? So the Mishnah Berurah begins in Sif Katan Vav. You're allowed to clean the house, to sweep the house. The mazes offor mi mekomu. In doing so, you're going to move the dirt from one place to another place. And the concern would be gam mashve hagumos bekibudo, that you're going to smooth out any holes in the ground, in the dirt floor, because of the sweeping action. Shemismalin hagumos shibabayis maya offer, the heavy binyan, that you're going to fill in the holes in the ground by moving the dirt from one place to the other and filling in the holes. And this would be a problem of binyan, the heavy binyan. The afal gav de eno miskaven liashru yegumos, even though your intention isn't to fill in those holes. Nevertheless, afilu hochi osur de psik reishu, but it's forbidden to do so according to the first opinion of the Mechaber over here, because it's going to happen automatically. It's a psik reishu that it's going to happen, that when you're sweeping the dirt floor over here, it's going to go and fill in the holes. So that's the first reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings to explain the Isser. He brings a second reason, Yesh Omer, an alternate reason why it's Osser, to sweep a dirt floor, the Chayshina, because we're concerned, Shema mitoch tirdoso l'chabed uliyafo sakarka, in your desire, in your working over here to go in and clean up the house nicely and make the ground smooth, you're going to forget, Yishkach, the Yashva Gumos b'miskabin, and you're going to intentionally fill in the holes in that situation. So it's a gzeira over here that the rabbis don't let you do it because you may come to forget that it's Shabbos and fill in the holes. So with a dirt floor, you can't do this, but we said if it's merutzav, if it's a hard floor, it is allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin that we're talking here, bein ba'avonim ubein ba'krushim. This is true whether it's a stone floor or whether it's a floor made of wood or boards over here. Either way, it's acceptable. So this is the more machmir opinion that the Mechaber brings down. But he then brings down a more lenient opinion. This brought down the name of the Bahag. And it's also quoted in the name of the Bahag by Tosos. This is also Psaka, the Rif. And the Ran also brings this discussion down. In any event, this lenient opinion says that you're allowed to sweep a floor even if it's not merutzav. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, the Sfirulahu, this opinion holds, the Gam Bazeh Eino Vadai Shiyash V'gumos. It's not a psik ratio that you're going to fill in the holes. And therefore, the Logoran, the Rebuts, the Shari B'Sif Aleph. This is no different than in yesterday in Sif Aleph, us allowing to sprinkle the floor with water to settle the dust, and we did not have a concern that you may come to end up filling in the holes. It wasn't a psik ratio there, so too over here. And he says, what about moving the dirt? The fact that you're moving the dirt, that's not a concern, even though you're sweeping it. Because when you're sweeping over here, you're only sweeping the loose dirt. We don't have to be concerned over here that you're actually digging a hole by moving the dirt from one place to another. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Ozayin brings this down in the name of the Or Zeruah, and he adds, that what about the fact that the dirt might be muktza? He says, L'esu muktza shall tiltul offer gamkin l'chayish. We also don't have to be concerned that you're moving dirt that is muktza, because davile tiltul menatzah, because you're moving this indirectly, ayde dovaracher, via the broom. And therefore, since it's being done l'tzorech Shabbos, it's permissible. And he brings this down in the name of the Prima Godin. The issue footnote number 18 says, why then would anybody say that this is usur? So he brings down from Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, Shekivin Shekachi Derech Tiltul Offer. This is the way that dirt is normally handled in this indirect fashion, and therefore you can't call it Tiltul Benatzad if that's the normal way that dirt is handled using some sort of a broom or a sweeping implement. So we have these two opinions of the Mechaber. The first is a more machmir opinion, although we'll see it's still more lenient than the opinion that the Rama will bring down in a moment. And then you have the very lenient opinion of the Mechaber that says even a dirt floor is allowed to be swept. Before we go to the opinion of the Rama, let's look in Dirshu footnotes number 16 and 17. Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down, the person spits onto karka. In Simen Shin Tezayin, we said, Osur lo lishafshef esarok baraglav agabi akaki. Now let a rub in the saliva into the ground with your foot. because this is also mash v'gumos. Ukishiyorek agabi mako merutza, but if you're spitting on a hard floor, so the Mishnah Berurah pointed out over there, according to the Meitirim, l'chabed bayis merutza, according to the lenient opinion here that says you're allowed to sweep a hard floor, then you would likewise be allowed to go rub in the saliva into the floor over there as well. And according to the Osrim over here, that you can't even sweep a solid floor, then it would be forbidden to go and rub the saliva into a solid floor as well. The issue footnote number 17 adds that when you have dealing with spittle on the floor, so the Shulchan Aruch told us already, Shemut lidros al arok kishaholech lefi tumo. The person is allowed to walk there. He doesn't have to worry that while he's walking, he may go and push the spittle into the ground, even though we said that it's not allowed to be meshavshef according to those opinions. So he says, even though we normally would have to be concerned that you're going to forget yourself and you're going to end up filling in the holes, but since the spittle is something that's disgusting, the rabbis would not go there for here a concern of mashve gumos. However, lemaisa, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah that is over there, in the name of the Mogen Avram, Shibizmanenu, Ein Rok Nechshav Kedavr Mos. Nowadays, spittle doesn't have the same status as being something very disgusting, and therefore, Ein Heter El Lidro Chalov Below Shum Shivshuf. You'd only be allowed to walk over there, but not if you're pressing it into the ground in any specific way, then it would be forbidden. He says, in Le'inyan Lecha Yotzis Minapel or Chotem, in terms of other bodily secretions, something coming out of your mouth or from your nose, so he brings down, that definitely is a Dover Mos, and Mutu Lidroch Olea Lefitumo, and you can certainly walk on it over there without any concern. However, in a shul, where one has to deal with a appropriate kavod, Mutu Lidros Afilu Arok Lefitumo, then you'd be allowed to go even step on the spittle over there, Vafilu Vabesum, whom roots of, and on the floor, if it's a hard floor, one could be lenient over here with spittle, just like you would be able to be lenient with other bodily fluids on a hard floor. If a person has to go to the bathroom in the field, so we learned already in Simen Shin Yud Beis, that in a fallow field that is waiting to be planted, also you wouldn't be allowed to do this, because we're concerned that you'd be mashed for the gumos when you go and take care of your bathroom needs over there. And the Mishnah Berurah added, Shekivan Shemetsuyim Bore Govim Vagumos Machma Sacharisha, because there are mounds over there, because of the plowing that was done there, Yeshlach Hoshem Yishkach V'yitom Minar Govim V'yashlich L'mokam Agumos. And especially we have to be concerned in that setting that you go and move the mounds and put them into the holes. And he adds as well, in Shara Sados, the Bir Alocha brought down over there, Shemut Lassos Botzrocha Vein Lachosh Shema Yishave Gumos. There we aren't concerned that you'll flatten out the ground over there when it's not a field that was specifically plowed and is waiting to be planted. In any event, now we go to the Ramah, who brings down an even more Machmir opinion than both of the opinions that the Machaber had. And he says, Hagah, V'yesh Machmirin Afil B'merutza. There are those, and he brings us down the name of the Tur, in the name of the Ri, the Mordechai, the Rebbeinu Yerucham, the Smag, the Smak, and the Sefer HaTruma. All of these opinions hold that you're not allowed to go sweep a floor that's hard, even a floor that's hard. And the Ramah concludes, V'chein Noagin V'ein Lishanos. And this is the Minog, and one should not change it. Albeit, he says, Miyu Ayidei Eino Yehudi Mutter. Brings down from the Rebbeinu Yerucham that you would be allowed to go and do this via a non-Jew. To ask a non-Jew to sweep the floor would be permissible, a hard floor. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains why this is so in Sifkot and Test that we don't allow you to sweep even a hard floor. So he says this is true whether the hard floor is Bein Avon and Bein Kroshim, whether the stones or boards over here. The reasoning that we don't allow this is the Gzeira, the Sfiru Lahu, that the Ramah's opinion holds over here, the Be'ein Merutzov Hevi Psikresha. They hold that if it's a dirt floor and you sweep it, that would definitely be a Psikresha that you're going to fill in the holes. And therefore, v'gazrina, the rabbis made gzera, merutzav, to not allow you to do a hard floor, atu eno merutzav, because you may come then to do a dirt floor. And he says, there's a further discussion of this that I will bring down in the Bir Halacha, ayin in the Bir Halacha, dibra maskul, v'yesh machmirim afilu b'merutzav. And if we look over there, the Chofetz Chaim writes, look in the Mishnah Berurah, that tamu mishum de gazrina merutzav, atu eno merutzav. As we just mentioned, this is a gzera de rabbanon over here, that if we allow you to go do a hard floor, you may come to do a dirt floor. And he says, this is from the Sefer HaTrum, as we mentioned, and this is brought down by the Taz. And he says, v'hinei lefize, im kol bo teyoir, o al koponim rubon. He brings down from the Rivash, that if the houses in the city are all, or majority of them, have a hard floor. Merutzafim biavonim o bilavanim, they have stones or bricks as their floor, and certainly if they have crushim, if they have a hard wood floor over there, Afshar demutar lechabid. Even this machmir opinion would say that you're allowed to go sweep the floors in that situation. You don't make a gzera here. The lo gazru al ruba mipnei miyuta. We wouldn't make a gzera that involves the majority of people that have a hard floor for a very small minority that have a dirt floor. And likewise, v'lo alir zu mipnei yir acheres. And just like this city, the majority of people have hard floors, we don't have to worry that in another city they don't have the majority having hard floors. We don't make a gzera that this city with the hard floors cannot sweep. And he says this is actually stated by the Sefer HaTrumah. The Chayin HaTosos and Daf Chav Tes Omid Beis and Dira Maskul Gezerah says the same thing, and Rashi says the same thing. Where Rashi Sovercane, and the Vilna Gaon in fact brings this down as well in the name of the Sefer HaTrumah. However, he does bring down then the Chofetz Chaim Ulam Yesh Od Svara Acheres B'Sefer HaTrumah Sham. He brings down that there is another reason why the Sefer HaTrumah forbids you to do this, and that's because the Bein HaRovadim, in between the rows of stone over here, Yesh Chashash Deshuya Gumos Af Birutzofim. There's a concern that you may fill in the cracks, so to say, in between the rows of stones, and therefore he forbade it. The Chofetz Chaim then goes into a long discussion further about how this plays out Halacha L'maisa. And in Dirshu, footnote number 19, he brings down Uvizmanenu Shirov Batyayim Birutzofim. Nowadays, almost all floors in most cities, in most places, are hard floors. So Rav Nissen Karl Shlita brings down Shemitateya Eino Muktza, that the brushes, the brooms themselves are not Muktza. And this is brought down the Bir Halach as well in Simen Shin Lamed Zayin in this Bir Halach over Yesh Machmirin. Sheba opens it, Ein Lesser Letateya Sabayis. And therefore, one is permitted, one doesn't forbid you to go and sweep your house in this situation. And he says, "V'apmi shebeso ainu marutzav." Even if somebody doesn't have a hard floor, and ain biyado efsharus l'shtamish im matateya beheter, and he personally wouldn't be able to use this brush or this broom over here to sweep his floor because he had a dirt floor. Nevertheless, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that even for him, the brush would not be considered muktzah. It would be a kli shemalach to leheter, because for everybody else, this is a permissible broom, and therefore the etzim of the kli is omei lemleches heter b'mekomos hamrutzofim. It is a usable utensil in places where it's usable, which is most places, and therefore even for him, this kli would not be muktzah. We go now to the Mishnah Berurah, who said that the Ramah explained that you could ask a non-Jew, even according to this Machmir opinion, to go sweep for you. And in Sif Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Hainu afilu b'sheinu marutzav." You could ask the non-Jew not only for a hard floor, but even for a floor that didn't have a hard floor, it was a dirt floor. D'ha hu eino miskavein rak l'chabit abayis, because a non-Jewish person is not interested in smoothing out your floor over here, he's just interested in cleaning your house. The yaftu psik reisha, even though by a yid it would be a psik reisha that he's going to be mashva gumos, le'inyan hagumos, in regards to filling in these holes, nevertheless, mutter ayde eino yehudi. The non-Jewish person doesn't have this concern over here, because de ba'amira le'inyan yehudi lo kapdinon kulihai, because all you did was ask the non-Jewish person to go sweep the floor over here, and we're not concerned that it will also go fill in the holes. Kamosha kosa b'simin reishon and gimel, sif hei b'hagah, Ramah explained over there, ayin sham b'mishnah berurah, what we explained exactly. And this can be seen in Dirshu footnote number 20, where he writes, shekivin sha'amira l'nochri eino elo shvus. Telling a non-Jewish person to do something for you on Shabbos is only the rabban, it's a shvus. Shein b'maisen, it has no action to it, you're just speaking. And therefore, yesh lahatir lomar lenochri lasos maisa sheyesh bo psik reisha. Therefore, it is permitted for you to tell a non-Jewish person to do a permissible action, even though there's a psik reisha consequence that will come out of it that it would normally not be allowed if that was your original intention. Then the Ramah continues and he writes, v'chein ayde beged o matlis o knaf avoz hakalim. Likewise, if you're going to take some sort of a garment or a rag over here or some light goose feathers and use them to sweep, so the Ramah tells us, the eno mash vagumo, since they don't go and smooth out the holes, so he brings down from the augur that would be permissible. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Yudalev explains, Rosh Lomar, the kivin shem kalim, these are all very light. Eno notel behem raka avok shilamala. They're only really picking up the dust that's on the very top over here. Velo osi leshu yagumos, and it won't have enough substance to it, so to say, in this brush, in this broom, to go and really smooth out any of the holes. And this is brought down by the Ramah in the Darki Moshe, Ken Kosav Darki Moshe. And it's clear, therefore, but if you were to take these very light types of sweeping implements and use them very, very diligently and really sweep up all of the various little dust over here that is on the floor, then that would be no different than using a heavier broom, and that would be forbidden. The Chofetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion, Oschess brings down from the Chayei Adam a different reason. He says, Mipnei Shu Shinui Gadol. This is actually a much different way than you normally would sweep. According to the Chayei Adam, even if you're going to use this in a fashion that would be end result equivalent to using a heavier broom, but since this is not the normal way that it's done, it would be permissible. It seems, however, from the language of the Ramah and the Darki Moshe that he would disagree with this Chayei Adam. The Mishaburi in Sivkot Yud Beis writes, therefore, according to this opinion of the Ramah, using these very light things like the goose feathers or a rag or some sort of a garment, you would even be allowed to do this even on a floor that wasn't hard. Even if there are some shells over here on the floor, or things similar to this, or other mukts of things on the floor, nevertheless, you'd be allowed to sweep it with these implements. These things have the status of being like a chamber pot, something that's disgusting, and therefore they're allowed to be moved even though they're muktzah. He then brings down, this is some sort of a brush, mivreshes rakur, it says in the Tirgum, in footnote number one, and he says, Dino Gamkin Kichnaf Avoz. This would be like the goose feathers over here, this very light brush. And he says, Ain the Bir Halacha, the Ain Kidai Lahaka was there, Elabim Merutza. He says, however, one shouldn't use this on a dirt floor, one should only use this on a hard floor. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Hakalim, says, Ube Emes, Ikor Heter de Baget, O Knaf Evos, Gamkin, Eno Heter Bori. He says, this whole Heter over here is a difficult Heter to understand. The Kama Post, Pikmuku Alzeh, they disagree with this. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim says, Alkin Nirulani is Daiti, it seems in my humble opinion, Dein Lahatir Elabaoso, Sheparat, Haramah, you can only use exactly the implements that the Ramah said over here, the Baget, the Matlis, the Knaf Evos, Hakalim. And it's combined with the reason that we brought down in Chayyadim that this is a great shinu from the way that it's normally done. Shein darku l'chabid b'zebuchol. Nobody would sweep on this on a weekday. As opposed to these brushes that we talked about, this barsht over here. Shein darku l'chabid b'zebimosachol. Gam kein. This would be a problem on a weekday, and therefore, if you swept with it on Shabbos, it could be a zilus of the Shabbos. The chayin mashma l'shon a lavush. He says this is also brought down on a lavush. And he says, therefore, you shouldn't use this if it's not a shinui gadol. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, "V'asu l'chabed habigadim ayidei machvados ha'asuyim mikhisamim." You now go clean your garments over here with a brush that's made some out of these wood chips over here, these slivers of wood, these kisamim. And the reasoning is shlo yishtabru kismayim, that you shouldn't go and break these kisamim, these wooden chips over here, these slivers over here, when you're brushing the garment. This is brought down in the name Hagos Alfasi. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel. This is true. Hainu afilu ba'ofen shemitzad hakibu bi'atzvun ein b'misr. This is when you're talking about that from the brushy point of view, there is no isser. For example, kagom bebegid yashem, we're dealing with an old garment, shein makbid olav u'chadomer, you don't care so much about it, so there's no problem from the brushing it on Shabbos point of view, as we've already learned, kibur el b'simin shembei siv aleph in the Ramah b'haga over there. Ulefize, therefore, who adin sh'asu behem l'chabed es ha'shulchan. You likewise would not be allowed to go and sweep a table with these things. Af al pi shekibur ha'shulchan mutar mitzad atzmo. Even though, as we've already pointed out previously, kimavu b'shas, that you're allowed to go and sweep a table. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot in Yudalid, because we're concerned over here that you may break these little slivers. Well, if he's there, based upon this, who adin sh'asu l'chabed ha'bayis, you wouldn't be allowed to sweep the house. Afil b'rutzof l'man d'shari. And even according to the opinions that say you can do it on a hard floor, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. B'machbados ha'suyos me'anfei ilon yaveshim shenon nechfafim. You wouldn't be allowed to go and sweep the house over here with a broom that's made out of the branches from a tree that are dried up and they don't bend easily. The bevadei nishborim shemechabdin b'hem. Because certainly these will go and break when you go and sweep the house with them. The tamkos, and the reason behind all of this is the heavy kamosos or kli, because you're breaking a utensil on Shabbos. The av shemakal kol potter, even though normally when you're destroying something, that's only an issa d'rabbanan, mikomokom osu l'chatchila, it's still an issa d'rabbanan, even though it may not be an issa d'araisa. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, in regards to moving a brush that's made out of straw, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, shemestabe shemutu l'taltalo afilu machma mechama l'tzeo. You'll be allowed to move this for the benefit of the brush, even from the sun into the shade. Ve'no nechshav k'kli shemalach t'lisser. It's not considered a k'kli shemalach t'lisser, because as we brought down already, that one would be permitted to go and use these brushes over here, according to the more lenient opinion, and therefore, klal is, Davish also ishtamish bo machlis chumra bovat, something that's forbidden only to be used according to some opinions as a chumra, mutal latatul afilu ma mechamal itzel. One would be permitted to move it from the sun into the shade for the benefit of itself. Dishu footnote number 25 says it's forbidden to break toothpicks. Again, that's also considered a problem of stiras kli, even though you can still use the broken toothpicks. He brings out another ramification of this din would be, can you go and comb a shetel on Shabbos if you're going to pull out some of the hairs of the shetel? And there are those that say you can, those that say you can't, based upon this same machlokas. With that, we conclude today's shir.